Telltale, Dakota Folklife and Stories, is a collection of narratives describing the shared personal experiences and lore of life on the North Dakota Plains. They originate from and are shaped by interviews with senior citizens, many of whom are in elder care facilities. According to the National Rural Health Association, 20% of America's population is categorized as living in rural areas, and rural health care is in decline. In fact, over 100 rural hospitals have closed in the past 10 years. It's an age-old problem, really, going back more than a century. But for the pioneer peoples of South Central North Dakota, lack of professional medical care was the norm more than the exception. In 1909, a Bismarck hospital acquired the first X-ray machine in the state. But these types of modern medical miracles were not readily available to rural farm families. Mostly, they had to rely on home cures that they often learned from their grandparents.
I remember my grandmother and my mother distinctly taking and making stuff from the garden and so forth. That I remember. When they got sick at home, what did they do? And I remember Mom sending Dad to the little bar uptown to take and get blackberry brandy. She would take and warm it up, and she put a little sugar in it, and it would calm my stomach down. And that's the only thing that would. And so I just continued to keep the blackberries for everybody when they got sick. And that was my first thing to pull out was the blackberry juice and make a warm toddy for them. And it always worked. And I'm doing that right today.
These natural cures took advantage of what was available, and plants often played the biggest role. Chamomile was a staple.
Chamomile, or camila, we call it. They're a yellow flower with a little bud on the top. It's the bud is yellow, and the little petals are white. You use the flower, and you dry it, and then you put it in a container, and after it's dry, and it'll keep, and you take some out and put it in a little tea thing and in the water.
There were also home remedies for removing warts.
Okay, I was very young, and we went out to my grandparents' farm, and I used to have a big wart here, and all of a sudden little babies would show up down my arm. So we were out there one time, and my two younger aunts, anyways, I showed them, they said, oh. So they took a piece of string, and they tied it around the big wart, and they buried it. They put a string around it, tied it, and buried the string in the dirt. I don't remember how long they left it on. It wasn't that long, you know, and I just watched them. I said, yeah, mm-hmm. And all my warts went away.
If you have a wart, you're told to put a string around it, and when the string rots away, then the wart is gone. You bury the string. I don't know. I learned that in first or second grade when I lived in Glen Olin.
A parent with a sick child and no immediate options for medical help presented what could be a terrifying scenario.
They just had to go on their own most of the time, especially if they were a long way off, unless they could get some of the in-laws in that knew more about it than they did. I remember one winter, we had a hard winter out on the farm southwest of Almont out there. We only had a horse that we could get around with. And I had a couple of kids that I almost lost from when they got pneumonia. And then I finally got a letter from my mom. She told me what to do and how to do it. And they had croup so bad. And that was horrible, very scary. And we didn't have no phone or nothing. We made a tent in there with my blankets. And I take them and put them in, and I'd wrap them up as warm as I could. And then I'd take the medicine of mustard and something else. I can't remember what it was.
Oh, yeah, you mixed it with lard. You had to mix it with lard in order to smear it on. That's what the lard was used for, so you could smear it on just like paste. That was heat.
But I made a paste out of it, and with all the rest of the conglomeration, and then I tinned it, and we sat under that for 36 hours.
But perhaps the most legendary home cure was a potion referred to as green drops.
My neighbor lady, she believed in green drops. Anytime you told you that your child had a stomach, or if you had a stomach ache, she'd come with the green drops. And that seemed to take care of it. Now you can't even find them. They come in a little bottle. What it is, I believe, is a mint or peppermint of some kind. And you mix it with water or something and drink it. Today, I use mints for when my stomach is upset. Peppermint mints or just a mint candy, yeah. That works for me. The other one is peppermint schnapps, but they don't let us have that here.
Though hard to find, green drops are still available, but one should be aware that in 1915, the manufacturer was taken to court, and on June 10th, the defendants entered pleas of guilty to misrepresenting the contents. The court imposed a $50 fine. Analysis of the product showed the contents to be 70% alcohol. That's not to say that home remedies don't work.
There's a lot of them old remedies that are a lot better than a lot of this stuff we got now.
I can't explain some of the things, but they work.
Produced in partnership with Elmcrest Manor in New Salem, North Dakota, and Dakota Legacy. This project is supported in part by a grant from the North Dakota Council on the Arts, which receives funding from the North Dakota State Legislature and the National Endowment for the Arts.